Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's debate. All right. I saw this headline and I also read the Craigslist ad. Those are still a thing.
Really?
And I want to know, would you let your spouse go clubbing with a friend of the opposite sex, or if they are attracted to the same sex? Whatever sex they're attracted to, that's the person they're going out with. All right. So let me explain. One New York man on Craigslist tried to find a crafty solution to ensure his wife could go to weekend events safely without him in attendance. So in a Craigslist ad that went viral, he says, "My wife is great, but she always wants to go out, especially to Brooklyn electronic music events. Unfortunately, I'm unable to keep up with her. I'm not disabled or anything. I just need someone who can chaperone her to these events as a friend so I can get some rest." He goes, "Ideally, you're into this type of music. You like to party. You're probably in your late 20s to 30s. She's 30. The husband even set an hourly rate, as well as offering to cover the price of admission to any event that would take place, most likely on a Friday or a Saturday. If he goes, if you're interested, please respond with a brief description about yourself. Thanks." So my question for you, by the way, at the very beginning, it says looking for gay man to take wife out to party in Chelsea. This was the ad. So something you would be cool with, or as a spouse, is it your job to like suck it up and not maybe all the time, but to support your spouse's interest?
First of all, it's a dangerous ad, especially if he shows the picture of his wife, because you know how many straight dudes are going to go, "Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm the gayest guy. Very safe.
Gay as ever."
Don't get more gay than me. I'll take your wife out.
What does it say about me that never even crossed my mind?
I didn't think about it either, but it's fact.
You're not a guy and you're not shady, Chris. So, Mo, would you?
Nah, I don't think I could do that. I mean, if it was genuinely something she just wanted to do, then I would have to consider it. But if it was a situation like where it sounds like he's saying that he's just tired and he doesn't want to be out, nah, I would suck it up. I'm your club buddy. Even if I got to be in there sleep, I'm gonna be with you.
I'm going to take the opposite side of this. I'm so down with it.
Really?
I'm not worried about it at all. Look, either you have trust or you don't have trust, right?
Right.
Either it's going to happen at work. If it's going to happen, what am I going to do? Now, I wouldn't do it in this form. I wouldn't do it in an ad. It would have to be somebody I know.
I would be cool if she knew the guy. But if she doesn't know the guy, like a complete stranger, I don't know if I could do that.
Way back in the day, my ex-wife loved to dance. She's a damn good dancer. I hate dancing.
You do.
Oh, my God. I'm so bad at it. I'm so uncomfortable. It's like the least thing that I like to do. So every time she wanted to go out, I knew specifically I would call my friend Pete and go, "Pete, you got to meet us out tonight and you got to dance with my wife all night."
Are you serious?
I swear to you, this is not a made-up story. "Pete, we're going out tonight. Will you dance with Stacey all night?"
Pete was your dancing king?
Pete was my dancing dude.
Okay.
I'd sit at the bar and I have a drink and they would have a great time all night, man.
Did Pete ever like get a little too...
Nah, Pete was ugly.
Oh,
he could dance, but he was ugly.
That's perfect.
Hey, Jackie, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, why don't they just hire a security guard? Then she can go out with whoever she wants.
Yeah.
She's got security there to protect her. And by the way, even ugly dudes know how to hit on women. So.
Yes, they do. They sure do. Probably better than good-looking guys, actually.
They got to work harder.
Hire a security guard.
Well, because, I mean, it says here, husband was seeking someone to chaperone his wife. Mm. So, and I was curious to get Cassie's perspective as far as, like, a husband looking for a chaperone for his wife because he doesn't want to go.
By the way, just to that last call before Cassie answers, she can screw around with the bodyguard.
Yeah, but it reflects on them professionally.
So what?
Yeah,
dudes don't care.
No, I feel like in the security world, if you get that rap where you're not going to be professional around clients, like, you're not going to get new jobs. No husband is going to hire you whatsoever. But chaperone?
Yeah.
If it had said party buddy, I'd be like, that'd be one thing. It's weird. I mean, I guess if you live in a shady part of town and you want protection, but it doesn't feel like that. I read that what, like, it just feels like they want somebody there to make sure their wife doesn't screw around on them.
Right.
I don't like it. I don't like the idea of a chaperone. I am just going along with the idea that I'm assuming the wife has agreed to this in some capacity. And if she agrees to it, well, then that works for them.
Are chaperones needed in Brooklyn?
Yes.
Okay.
In a word, yes.
My advice to dudes is go find yourself an ugly Pete.
The Burt Show.